Masechet Tamid, Perek He, Mishnah Dalet. We'll now talk about the Ketoret, how it was brought into the Hechal. They would have two different utensils that would help bring the Ketoret in. The first one was a spoon that would have the Ketoret in there, and that spoon would be overflowing with the Ketoret spices. It's considered to be a beautiful thing to serve Hashem with something that's overflowing. But at the same time, it would be disrespectful to have the Ketoret fall to the floor, so they held a ladle, another type of spoon, under the regular spoon that had the Ketoret to catch anything that would fall out while the Kohen was walking. They couldn't carry the Ketoret in the ladle because then it wouldn't look overflowing, so they had to have this balance between the smaller spoon and the ladle that was under it, the smaller spoon holding up the Ketoret, which was plentiful. Mishnah says, Mi shezacha baketoret haya notel et hakaf. The person who won the lottery to bring the Ketoret would pick up the ladle. Ve'akaf doma letarkav gadol. The ladle is similar to a very large tarkav vessel that held a lot of volume. It could hold a lot, that bigger vessel. Shel zahav, it was gold. Mahazik shelosha kabim, and it held three kav. Veha bazach haya betocho male vegadush ketoret, and the spoon that was placed inside of it, it was filled and it had a heaping amount of ketoret in there. The kisui hayalo, and the spoon had a cover to make sure that other things wouldn't fall into the ketoret as it was being brought from the hechal, because if there were other things in it, it would have made it invalid. Uchemin metultelet haya alav milmalan, and the cover had a ring on top of it that was used as a handle to lift off of the spoon.